Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Peru's Ministry of Health invites practitioners to demonstrate Falun Gong exercises, voluntarily clearing roads in the Wudang Mountains, Falun Dafa in Brazil, group practice sites in many cities, introducing Falun Gong at Solar Eclipse event in Kentucky, family awarded 200,000 yuan for woman's death in detention center, and Philadelphia newspaper publishes story about persecution of Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Peru's Ministry of Health invites practitioners to demonstrate Falun Gong exercises. The Ministry of Health of Peru invited local Falun Gong practitioners to teach the five exercises to the citizens in Comas, a district on the north side of Lima. It is one of the most populous districts in Peru's capital. The community event was organized by the ministry and the Comas District Council and held on August 25, 2017, at the Civic Center of Comas to serve the elderly. The authorities at the ministry know what Falun Gong is and have many times talked to practitioners about the possibility of participating in this event. Over 400 people from various civic groups came to the event and filled the center. The practitioners arrived in the morning, and 13 of them, wearing yellow T-shirts printed with Falun Dafa, performed the slow and harmonious movements with a soothing music, which gathered the attention of the participants. A dozen of them came to the front, near the podium, and imitated the movements as they learned. After the demonstration, many of the participants took Falun Gong flyers and said they wanted to learn more about the practice. The organizers apologized for a lack of time and expressed a wish to schedule more time a few days later so that the people could gain further understanding of the practice.
Voluntarily clearing roads in the Wudang Mountains. The palaces and temples in the Wudang Mountains are famous tourist sites in the northwestern part of Hubei Province. According to a stone block dating back to the Tang Dynasty in the Wudang Mountains, Emperor Jianwu cultivated the Tao in the mountains and reached consummation. Tourists visit the Wudang Mountains all year long. However, the road leading to the sites is a narrow, country-level road. It has many high inclines and sharp turns. In winter, many parts of the road accumulate snow, and this often causes accidents. The most dangerous part is a place called Greenstone Circle. It is a sharp turn in the shadow of a hillside that has no direct sunlight throughout the seasons. Tour bus drivers fear this place most of all. Several Falun Dafa practitioners living in nearby villages heard about the dangerous road conditions at Greenstone Circle and decided to help the drivers and tourists. Since the winter of 2011, these practitioners have called each other early in the mornings after a snowfall and driven their agricultural trucks to clean the road with shovels. Sometimes, when they couldn't drive their trucks into Greenstone Circle, a few practitioners would walk more than 2 miles to clear the snow. Some taxi and bus drivers asked them why they took it upon themselves to clear the snow. The practitioners always replied that they were Falun Dafa practitioners, and they wanted to see the tourists and drivers come and go safely. Two practitioners living in the village decided to repair a road used by many trucks and villagers to avoid traffic on the main road. The road had developed many potholes, some over a foot deep. They used their lunchtime to haul waste ore from a nearby processing plant with their tractor to fill the potholes. They spent more than 20 days repaving the 16-foot-wide, 1,640-meter-long road. After that, the majority of villagers started using this road to drive to the city. A village leader offered to pay the practitioners for their work. They replied that they volunteered to do the work because they practice Falun Dafa and wished that people have a good and safe road to drive on.
Falun Dafa in Brazil, group practice sites in many cities. Falun Dafa is enjoyed around the world for its marvelous effects in improving people's health and helping them to become better people. Brazil offers a good example of how Falun Dafa has spread mostly by word of mouth, with more and more people taking up the practice and land places to learn popping up all over the country. A practitioner named Alberto set up a practice site on a small square in a residential area of Sao Paulo. The square is a popular spot for locals to gather. Many have seen Alberto and other practice Falun Dafa here. Over the course of the last 8 years, the group has held quite a number of other people to learn the exercises. One practitioner couple raises awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in Sao Paulo's Chinatown every Saturday and delivers the Minghui weekly publication. They also go to the Museum of Art in Sao Paulo, which is located in a busy financial district, to raise awareness by setting up poster boards, banners, and flyers and demonstrate the exercises. Two Chinese Falun Dafa practitioners from New York visited Liberdade, an Asian neighborhood in Sao Paulo, to help set up a practice site in July 2017. They offered free teaching, distributed informational materials, and raised awareness for the benefit of thousands. Mr. Wu attends a practice site in an Asian neighborhood in Sao Paulo. He goes regularly to local Chinese shops to distribute Falun Dafa materials. Tikiana, a doctor, happily talks about practicing Falun Dafa. She said, "It is wonderful when I read Duan Falun and practice the exercises. It is like entering a pure and harmonious realm." She set up a group practice site in a park near her home and posts group practice information on Facebook. People have come since to join the group practice, one after the other.
Introducing Falun Gong at Solar Eclipse Event in Kentucky. The annual Kelly Little Green Men Days Festival in Kentucky coincided with the total solar eclipse this year. Around 100,000 people from all over the country visited the small town of Kelly to witness the rare and marvelous celestial event while enjoying a delightful four-day family festival. Falun Gong practitioners from Kentucky and Indiana took the opportunity to introduce this traditional Chinese mind-body self-improvement practice during the 4 days of the event. From a booth on the festival grounds, practitioners handed out informational materials, demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, exposed the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience, and collected signatures on a petition that condemns the persecution. Many people were interested in learning the exercises. A father and his sons did the exercises with practitioners, and the dad borrowed a copy of Duan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. The next day he came back with the book and said, "I finished it overnight. I felt very good reading it and want to learn more."
Family awarded 200,000 yuan for women's death in detention center. A woman in Jiutai District, Changchun City, died 4 days after she was arrested for talking to people about Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Her son sued the local police and was recently awarded 200,000 yuan. Ms. Yu Weiqiang's son once urged police to not detain his mother when they called to inform him of her arrest on June 16, 2017. The young man was traveling out of town with his father at the time, told police that his mother used to suffer from diabetes and a stroke, and he worried that she might have a relapse. The Jiutai police ignored the warning and sent Ms. Yu to the Jiutai Detention Center without having her undergo the required medical evaluation. According to another Falun Gong practitioner seized at the same time, Ms. Yu began to experience chest pains shortly after their arrest. The police provided no medical attention and claimed that they must send both women to the detention center, which could release them later. The two weren't given any food at the detention center the next day, as they refused to wear detainee uniforms. Ms. Yu suddenly passed out the following night, June 18th, and after guards gave her a few pills, she came to about a half hour later, but remained disoriented. Ms. Yu woke up the next morning to use the restroom. Ms. Dai walked her there and waited outside. She heard heavy breathing and rushed inside, but Ms. Yu had collapsed before she could grab her. There was no medical staff in the detention center, and Ms. Yu had already passed away by the time an ambulance arrived. She was 65. The police initially attempted to censor the news of Ms. Yu's death, but her family soon found out and began their arduous journey to seek justice for her.
Philadelphia newspaper publishes story about persecution of Falun Gong. An article published in the Philadelphia Sunday Sun on August 18, 2017, covered an August 12th activity held by local Falun Gong practitioners to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong. Titled Philadelphia Chinatown Rally, End Brutal Persecution and Illegal Organ Harvesting of Falun Gong Practitioners in China, the article reported that the rally was to raise public awareness of the persecution in China and to collect signatures in support of bringing the persecution to an end. Several victims of the persecution gave speeches at the rally, sharing their firsthand experiences of persecution in China. The article reprinted a speech by Ms. Guo Qiong, a practitioner from Nanjing, China, who stated, "When I was young, I was weak and had incurable chronic illnesses. In the spring of 1995, I started to practice Falun Gong and soon regained a healthy body. While the practice teaches people to be good by following truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance principles, I developed positive results and my body and spirit were immersed in joy and peace. However, my life was turned upside down when the Chinese Communist Party and then head of the state, Jiang Zemin, started to persecute Falun Gong in July 1999. In the past 18 years, I was unlawfully arrested over 7 times, and I was sent to a detention center, a mental hospital, and so-called brainwashing sessions on different occasions. I was unlawfully detained in a mental hospital and injected with unknown drugs. In February 2000, I was sent to a mental hospital because I did not quit practicing Falun Gong. The hospital kept me in custody and started to force me to take unknown drugs. At the beginning, I hid the pills under my tongue and then spit them out when no one was around. A nurse soon noticed what I was doing, and they started to force me to swallow the pills. Though I didn't know what the drugs were, my body felt very bad and I spit up blood many times. The article also provided background information about Falun Gong for readers unfamiliar with the practice. The story concluded with information about recent action taken by United States elected officials to take a stand against the oppression in China. The U.S. Senate introduced Resolution 220 to express solidarity with Falun Gong practitioners who have lost their lives, freedoms, and rights for adhering to their beliefs and practices and condemning the practice of non-consenting organ harvesting and for other purposes. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.